congratulations, sir. You just won the election. It was 10 o'clock and you looked at the numbers, and I'm sure you felt that way. This election was over. And then they did dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Big, massive dumps.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 30th, 2020. Welcome to day 1411. Hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients in the United States reached an all-time high of 93,238 on Sunday, surpassing Saturday's record of 91,635 patients. The number of coronavirus infections in the United States, meanwhile, surpassed 13 million on Friday, and Sunday marked the 27th consecutive day that the U.S. reported more than 100,000 new cases. Meanwhile, Moderna applied for FDA emergency authorization for its coronavirus vaccine, becoming the second company to do so. Moderna's vaccine was 94.1% effective in a 30,000-person clinical trial when it comes to preventing COVID-19 and 100% effective at preventing severe cases of the disease. If approved, vaccinations for Americans could begin as early as December 21st. Moving on, Joe Biden's senior communications team at the White House will be composed entirely of women, a first. Jen Psaki, a veteran of the Obama administration, will be White House press secretary. The transition team also announced that Kate Bedingfield will serve as White House communications director. Karine Jean-Pierre will be the principal deputy press secretary. Pili Tobar will serve as the deputy White House communications director. Simone Sanders will serve as senior advisor and chief spokesperson for Kamala Harris. And Ashley Etienne will serve as the communications director for Harris. Biden is also expected to nominate Neera Tanden for director of the Office of Management and Budget and Cecilia Rouse to be chairwoman of the Council of Economic Advisers. Tanden would be the first woman of color to oversee the agency, and Rouse would be the first woman of color to chair the council. Biden will also nominate former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to be the first female Treasury Secretary. Meanwhile, in Arizona, the state certified its election results, awarding the state's 11 electoral votes to Biden. The certification came as Rudy Giuliani appeared before some Republican Arizona lawmakers in an unofficial hearing asking lawmakers to overturn the election results, citing baseless claims of widespread election fraud. Biden beat Trump in Arizona by more than 10,000 votes. Two recounts in Wisconsin, meanwhile, which were requested by the Trump campaign, were completed and also confirmed that Biden won that state. Trump's campaign paid $3 million to cover the cost of recounts in two counties, which resulted in Biden gaining an additional 87 total votes. Biden won Wisconsin by more than 20,000 votes total. In Pennsylvania, a federal appeals court unanimously rejected the Trump campaign's emergency appeal to challenge the state's election results, writing that the campaign's lawsuit lacked proof and that its allegations in Pennsylvania, quote, have no merit, end quote. In 5 hours of oral arguments last week, Rudy Giuliani argued that the 2020 presidential election had been marred by widespread fraud in Pennsylvania. Giuliani, however, failed to offer any tangible proof of that claim in court. The three-judge panel for the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied the campaign's efforts to refile its lawsuit, saying, quote, charges of unfairness are serious, but calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here. Voters, not lawyers, choose the president. Ballots, not briefs, decide elections, end quote. And finally, Trump says he'll leave the White House if the Electoral College affirms Biden's win next month. When asked whether he would acknowledge defeat, Trump said it would be a, quote, very hard thing to concede, end quote, even if the Electoral College confirms Biden's victory, adding, quote, if they do, they've made a mistake. This election was a fraud, end quote. A day later, Trump reiterated his baseless claims of voter fraud, tweeting that Biden can, quote, only enter the White House as president if he can prove that his ridiculous 80 million votes were not fraudulently or illegally obtained, end quote. And in the polls, Gallup says since the election, Biden's favorability rating has risen by 6 points, up to 55%, while Trump's favorability rating has dropped by 3 points, down to 42%. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.